This is Shelley Koffler, KERA News. U.S. Representative Jeb Hensarling doesn't face a strong challenge in November, but he's receiving a lot of media attention anyway. The Dallas Republican is still being mentioned as a possible successor to House Speaker John Boehner, and he's pushing to kill the Export-Import Bank, a move that isn't popular with everyone in his party.
Americans for Prosperity, good afternoon!
Last month, the Americans for Prosperity convention in Dallas was a showcase for liberty-leaning politicians with national ambition. Presidential hopefuls Rand Paul, Ben Carson, Rick Perry, Ted Cruz, and Jeb Hensarling, whose name keeps surfacing as a contender for the top job in the U.S. House.
I dream of a spending limit amendment to the Constitution to prevent national bankruptcy. I dream of a fair tax or a flat tax that is IRS-free.
The congressman from Dallas says he's not running to replace House Speaker John Boehner. Still, close friend and former vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan keeps talking about what a great speaker Hensarling would make if Boehner steps down.
He's one of the intellectual leaders of our party. And he's one of those people who I believe a lot of our members look to and listen to for guidance and leadership when we have difficult situations that we're confronting.
Hensarling recently said no to the number two job in the House, but would he really say no to being number one?
If your colleagues came to you and they said, you're the guy for this job, would you do it?
I do not think it smart for Republicans to be looking beyond the election that takes place the first week of November. So that's what I'm focused on.
What he's also focused on right now is one of his many efforts to rein in federal spending and, as he puts it, advance free market competition. As chairman of the powerful Financial Services Committee, Hensarling wants to end funding for the Export-Import Bank, which provides financing to U.S. businesses selling their products overseas. Hensarling doesn't like subsidies, and he objects to 80% of the bank's financing being spent on big multinationals like Boeing.
I just don't think it's fair that one small business in Mesquite, Texas, say Williams Paint and Body that serves Americans, you know, the federal government doesn't come in to subsidize their product, but if somebody cares to sell to the Russians and the Chinese, the federal government does. I don't think it's wise. I don't think it's fair.
Hensarling admits he may lose the battle when Congress decides whether to reauthorize the Ex-Im Bank this month, but he believes he'll eventually kill it. He likens the long-haul fight to another one he waged to end earmarks. That's the practice of lawmakers funding specific projects, often in their own districts.
People said, well, you know, you're on a quixotic venture. Well, it took 4 years. I still have some scars. But ultimately, we got the Republican conference to give up on earmarks, and that is a good thing.
Hensarling has bucked his own party on other economic reforms. He opposed TARP and the federal bailout when most Republicans didn't. He worked to reform Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac during the housing credit crisis. He wants to reform the tax system and pass a constitutional spending limit. His small government deficit-cutting philosophy tracks closely with that of his mentor, former Texas Senator Phil Graham, who he worked for.
He taught me that you should always consider anything you vote on in light of kind of the Dickey Flats of the world. You got to be able to say that somehow the cause of liberty and opportunity, that somehow the plight of the common man was made a little bit better because of your efforts.
Hensarling believes eliminating the Export-Import Bank passes that test. And while he faces opposition from some businesses and colleagues, his position as a committee chairman and his growing reputation means he'll be able to wage a tough fight. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.